player of my car, which I can't complain about too hard.
Attorney Michael Wendell and Mayor Todd Coppinall on today's Community Conversation on The Morning Show. Dylan Marlowe and Dylan Scott on WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. The update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green. Small enough to know you, big enough to serve you. It's 66 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Attorney General Merrick Garland facing critics on Capitol Hill today. He is expected to dispute claims that the DOJ is showing bias in its multiple investigations into former President Donald Trump.
Garland calling extremely dangerous recent social media posts by President Trump, claiming that agents who conducted the search for classified documents at Mar-a-Lago had plans to harm him. Even though the FBI intentionally conducted the search when Trump was not there, and agents followed the standard procedure for searches.
ABC Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas. On Monday, Dr. Anthony Fauci answered questions from a different congressional committee. He pushed back on allegations of a cover-up about the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. President Biden is today expected to sign an executive order. It's believed it will close the southern border when the number of migrant crossings at points of entry reach a certain number. Lawyers will today make opening statements in the federal gun case against President Biden's son, Hunter. This is ABC News. The man already charged in connection with several murders on Long Island, New York, more than a decade ago, may be facing new charges. Several reports saying that Rex Heuermann is going to be charged with the killing of a fifth woman. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The case had gone largely cold until Heuermann's arrest last July. Authorities said they linked him to the murders through his distinctive car and DNA lifted from pizza crust found in the garbage outside his office. Investigators dug up the backyard of the family home, searching for evidence, and recently returned without explanation. They also recently searched a wooded spot farther east on Long Island where human remains had previously been found.
India, now in the middle of counting about 640 million ballots, Prime Minister Narendra Modi is expected to get enough support for a third term. Soda brand Poppi, which makes its marketing and money off marketing drinks, is good for your gut health, facing a class action lawsuit. The suit says there aren't enough probiotics in there to make any difference at all. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Looking to stock up your freezer? Check out Prem Meats in Spring Green for fantastic meat bundles. Busy families will love their famous heat and serve barbecue pork, chicken, and beef for quick and delicious meals on the go. Planning a graduation party? It's not too late to contact them for all of your catering needs. Don't forget to try their fresh take and bake pizzas and Friday fish carryout specials. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more, we've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
The Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest is underway again today. This hour's keyword is drink. There you go. D-R-I-N-K. Drink. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station. Use the text button to send the keyword drink and be a part of the chance to win all kinds of great prizes, including Wisconsin Dells prize pack, Milwaukee Brewer club level seats. Be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva as well. Keep listening for your chance to win and qualify right here.
Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
It's that time of year again. Join the Richland County Farm Women for the 43rd Annual Dairy Breakfast, Sunday, June 9th, from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Huff Nelson's Dairy Farm, 25560 Huffman Lane, Richland Center. Enjoy a delicious dairy meal for just $5 per person. The all-you-can-eat menu includes pancakes, sausage links, applesauce, cottage cheese, cheese curds, yogurt, string cheese, sliced cheeses, ice cream, coffee, and milk, both chocolate and white. Serving is from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Parking available in the hayfield or catch a ride from Ithaca High School. Solid ground handicap parking is also available on the farm. The Richland County Farm Women hope to serve you Sunday, June 9th, and remind you to serve your family dairy every day. For more details, visit their website or Facebook. See you at the Richland County Dairy Breakfast, June 9th. A high of 84 today with spotty showers and thunderstorms possible by this afternoon and winds between 8 and 14 from the southeast. Occasional showers and thunderstorms tonight, some of which could be heavy. A low of 62. Wednesday partly sunny, breezy and less humid. A 30% chance of afternoon showers and 77. Right now the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge, it shows 66 degrees. Today is Tuesday, June 4th.
Mama didn't know she'd leave it till she hears the screen door slamming, rubber squealing, gears are jamming. Local country station just a blaring on the radio. Pick him up at 7 and they're heading to the rodeo. Mama's on the front porch screaming out her warning, girl, you better get your red head back in bed before the morning. O'clock the show is in, but the fun is just beginning. She knows he's anticipating, but she's gonna keep him waiting. Grab a bite to eat and then they're heading to the honky tonk. Loud crowds and line dancing just ain't what they really want. Drive out to the boondocks and park down by the creek, hey, where it's George Strait, a real lady dancing cheek to cheek. Ain't going down till the sun comes up, ain't giving in till they get enough. Go around the world in a pickup truck. Sun comes up. And dancing, midnight starts a hard romancing. 1 o'clock, that truck is rocking. 2 is coming, still no stopping. Break to check the clock at 3, they're right on where they want to be. And 4 o'clock, get up, get going. 5 o'clock, every just grow. Comes up 6 o'clock and
Saturday, her folks don't know he's on his way. The stalls are clean, the horse is fed. They say she's grounded till she's dead. Well, here he comes around the bend, slowing down, she's jumping in. Hey, Mom, your daughter's gone, and there they go again.
On WRCO. Good morning. 12 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on WRCO, WRCE. Henry Bray's going to try to really nail me to the wall after getting a fridge hanger last week. He has threatened that this week he's going to turn it up a little bit. So we'll see what happens. Tuesday is quiz day in a few minutes. Here's Shenandoah with Luke Combs on FM 100.0 WRCO.
I brought flowers to your door last night.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
I think that's Henry's ringtone, isn't it? I guess I can call him and find out. But anyway, Honka Honka Burnin' Love. Elvis was in the news this day in 1992. The Young Elvis stamp beat out the Vegas Elvis stamp in a contest conducted by the U.S. Postal Service. More than a million votes were tallied. 19 minutes after 7 on a Tuesday, it's 66 degrees.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
A member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online, too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca starts at 11:30 and will feature a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday at 11:30.
Did you know Julie Karen State Farm is not just your insurance agency, but also a proud permanent drop-off site for the Richland Center Food Pantry? This month, the food drive is collecting cereal, and here's the best part. Julie Karen's will match any donations made. Let's team up, make a difference in our community, and drop off your donations at the office today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We offer a wide variety of treatments in a comfortable, home-like environment for those battling cancers, Crohn's disease, hemophilia, or other health challenges requiring infusions. Because individual care plans are unique, it's best to call and ask if your care can be delivered close to home with us, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
Tuesday's Roundup is sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and Julie Karen State Farm. It's game day on the show, so tune in for fun and all the latest updates you need to kick off your day.
It's time for the Roundup.
Good morning, Mr. Phillip.
Hunka hunka burning Hank.
I'm all professional today. You're going down in the quiz day.
Really?
Yep.
You seem quite confident.
Not at all.
No. I'll do my best.
Yep. How you been?
Not bad. Now, this would be summer school, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to get your grade up.
Well, that's true. That's why I'm going to summer school, I guess.
Yeah. You never get a day off, do you?
No, not too many.
So, anyway, did you do anything fun last night?
Let me see. We had a...
that's good to hear. But anyway...
we had a grace meeting.
Did you?
Yeah.
Good. How'd that go?
Good. Did a little shopping.
Oh.
Yeah. So, got a few things around the station here. You know, you're going to have a green thumb later.
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to work on that when we're done here.
But yeah, absolutely. And so, then we'll have to get you a little, I'm not sure what else we bought for you. Toilet paper, I think.
Yes. Yep.
So you have to fill the rolls. Can you fill the rolls?
I guess I can. Right. My job never ends here.
No,
Phillip.
It doesn't. Yeah.
It doesn't. So.
Only the best.
Only the best for the worst.
That's right.
Yes. Anyway, today is quiz day.
Uh-oh.
And I have 11 questions, Phillip.
11 questions.
On bees.
Bees?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You didn't study for bees.
Why didn't you tell me what it was going to be?
Bees and honey.
Bees and honey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you ready? 11 questions.
Oh, I hope so.
Have you seen Ollie out there?
I've not. No, but you told me you saw him recently.
I did.
You know, and I recall.
It's like petting a fox.
I was going to say, see, people were laughing at me. It's like, he thought the Ollie was a fox one time.
I was the first.
Look at him when he walks by, like, especially if he's.
It doesn't
by.
Walk.
No.
He waddles.
He looks like a fox.
He waddles.
Well, no, foxes don't waddle, but he's got the color.
This guy's a waddler.
Yeah.
So. He's always looking for food.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been a treat to have here.
Yeah. We're always looking for food as well. So.
Yeah. There's all kind of food in the fridge. I don't know if you want to eat it. But
appreciate Sherry bringing us some food.
Oh,
yesterday.
My goodness.
Some rhubarb stuff. Woo!
Was it good?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Yep,
little sample of it. You don't like rhubarb, do
No.
You?
No, I'm not a rhubarb guy.
You've never tried it?
No.
You've never tried
I've had rhubarb.
The real sweet stuff.
I have.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, just not a fan.
Huh.
Not a fan. If I want celery, I'll get celery.
You know, when I was a kid, they called it pie plant.
That's really?
I remember them calling it pie plant, yeah.
I had strawberries yesterday, though.
You did?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. All gone.
are you off the diet?
No.
Oh,
I was for a minute yesterday.
Oh, for a minute?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's all right then.
So, but anyway, I haven't been strictly on my diet like I have been before, but maintaining.
Maintaining, that's good.
So,
all right.
Maybe up a couple pounds, but we're not going to. This is your quiz day, not mine.
All right.
Bees and honey.
Bees.
They are live enzymes in honey, Phillip. Right. True or false? Are you sure about that answer?
I think so.
Number two, when in contact with a metal spoon, these honey enzymes die. True or false?
All right.
The best way to eat honey is with a wooden or plastic spoon. Honey contains a substance that has no bearing on your brain health.
All right.
1 teaspoon of honey is enough to sustain human life for 24 hours.
Wow. All right.
All right. A bee lives less than 40 days, visits at least 1,000 flowers, and produces less than a teaspoon of honey in its lifetime.
Okay.
All right. Honeybees can sting only once before they die. Honeybees. Mm-hmm. All worker bees are female.
All right.
All right. Honeybees can survive and thrive without a queen.
All right.
All right. What number are we on? 10?
10.
Honeybees are native to Americas, to the Americas.
Okay.
All right. Number 11. The average honeybee colony contains about 50 to 60,000 bees.
All right.
All right, buddy. What do you got? What do you think? 11, I think you did well.
11 questions. I'm going to say I have 8 right.
You're probably right. 8? I'm going to say you have 9.
Really?
Yeah. I'm just going on a limb of what I saw.
Put my name on my paper, too. All right. Yep.
There are live enzymes in honey, Philip.
I would say that's true.
It is true.
Woo-hoo.
When and in contact with a metal spoon, these enzymes die.
I think that's true.
It is true. The best way to eat honey is with a wooden or plastic spoon.
I would say that's true.
It is.
Yay! Yep.
Honey contains a substance that has no bearing on your brain health.
That's got to be false.
It is false.
Woo-hoo. 4 of 4.
1 teaspoon of honey is enough to sustain human life for 24 hours.
True.
It is true.
Woo-hoo.
A bee, what number are we on, 5?
No, this is 6.
A bee lives less than 40 days, visits at least 1,000 flowers, and produces less than a teaspoon of honey in its lifetime.
True?
True.
Oh!
That was a good guess. Honeybees. Honeybees can only sting once before they die.
I said true.
It is true. Unlike some other honeybees and wasps, honeybees have a barbed stinger that gets lodged in the skin, causing the bee to die after stinging.
Wow. So 7 in a row, baby. Yeah.
All worker bees are female, true, Philip.
That's false.
No, it's true.
Is it true?
Yeah. Worker bees, which do all the foraging and hive maintenance, are all female.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, you learn some every day.
Yeah.
Now, I've watched the movie, The Bee Movie, that that Jerry Seinfeld voices. And I beg to differ, because the Bee Movie shows that they're all male.
Scouts are all male.
They're scouts?
Scouts, like outside the hive, protecting the hive. Or me.
Okay.
Are you going to?
No, I'm not questioning it.
Are you going to fact check this? I'm
no,
sure someone
I mean,
will.
You know, I mean, when all my resources are Looney Tunes cartoons and kids movies, I got to believe it.
So. Says a lot about you, buddy.
All right.
Honeybees can survive and thrive without a queen.
I would say that's false.
The queen, you're right. The queen is essential for survival of the hive, as she is the only one who lays the eggs.
Yeah.
So, who picks the queen?
I don't know. It's good to be the queen.
Yes. Joanne.
Oh yeah, she's the queen around here.
Honeybees are native to the Americas.
I would say that's false.
It is false. Honeybees are not native to the Americas. They were brought over by European settlers.
Huh. Boy, I bet they, you know, it was tough carrying them across on the boat.
That was tough.
You know.
What number are we?
We are on 11.
The average honeybee colony contains 50 to 60,000 bees.
I went with false on that one.
It's true.
Is it? I thought it was more.
A typical honeybee colony will have between 50 to 60,000 bees during the peak of summer.
Okay.
You got 9, though, didn't you?
I got 9 of 11.
Yep, not bad, buddy.
Not bad. Not bad. It's not a fridge hanger.
Nope, not bad. Look here. I still have more tests. Do you want to take a couple more, buddy?
Of bees?
No, of just other things.
Oh, I guess. Sure. What do you got?
Well, we'll wait.
You will wait?
We'll wait. Oh. It's in the red folder if you want to cheat.
Oh, I would never do that.
You don't think so?
I would not want to steal the exam the night before and make a copy of it.
And then come in with your test questions.
That'd be wrong.
Have you ever done that?
No. No.
Not even in high school?
Nope. Never did that.
You ever cheat on a test?
I don't think so. I'm sure I was tempted a few times, mm-hmm. you know, and things like that. I remember the big trick used to be to write things on your hand, you know, like the, you know, but
yes.
But I think when I tried that, they were never the right. It was not
never the right.
No.
Or you couldn't read your hand.
Couldn't read, like, oh, yeah. Man, my hand sweated.
Yes.
But no, I never did. I was afraid of, I've told this before, I was very afraid that Mr. Majeski would call my mother. I was not necessarily, I wasn't afraid of Mr. Majeski, but him calling my mother, yes. was like, that was,
ooh. You do not do that.
Nope. So.
Yeah, that was a big no-no.
Yeah.
Because you got in trouble 10 times more at home.
And her being a former teacher, too. She would have been greatly disappointed if her little angel was cheating on a test, you know. So,
yeah. Did they ever call your mother?
Oh, yes. Yeah, a couple times.
Did you know that they called your mother?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Were you afraid to go home?
Yes, I was.
See, you scored 100, a perfect quiz right there. I was, too. Uh-huh. That was back in the day. You would do anything not for them to call your parents.
Right. Yeah. The worst trick I ever did, I don't remember what grade it was, but the teacher said that she was going to call mother. And she said, what is your phone number? Well, it just so happens that we had switched from a party line to a single line, and our number had been changed. So Phil just happened to give her the old number, you know?
That didn't go over well.
Well, no. She said, she came back the next day, she said, I tried a couple of times, and it was out of order. And I said, really? And she goes, well, just behave today. And I went, whew, made it.
Saved? Saved by the old numbers.
And if they questioned me, I was going to say, oh, rats, I gave you the old one. Okay. But, you know, this day and age, you could look it up easier.
Right.
Than you could have then.
Because yeah. by using the Richland County telephone book.
That's right. Yes. Exactly. Nice plug
yes,
there.
Yes. Anyway, any big plans for the day?
I'm trying to think what we have planned today. Might do a little grilling out later today. I brought some charcoal. So if you see
today you did?
Yeah. Well, yesterday. So if you see a smudge coming from Sextonville, don't be alarmed. It's just me cooking.
You're not grilling out here.
No.
You know,
at home.
Well, what time's dinner?
Well, stop over later.
All right, buddy.
We'll throw some asparagus on the grill for you. Just you.
Just me.
Uh-huh. We had some.
You know what?
We had some asparagus yesterday. It was good.
I have to take a shower tonight, so I won't make it. Yeah.
Really?
So maybe tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Your once a week shower.
Yeah. Yep. Good. Hey, have a good day, my man, and be kind.
That's Hank Bray.
Cars have airbags, backup cameras, and blind spot sensors, and your auto insurance can be just as protective. This starts with your agent. Based on an understanding of your unique situation, your agent can help you determine which coverage options are best for you, with a policy that covers what you need and nothing you don't. Personal service every mile of the way with your agent is as close as a call or email. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in its sympathy room. Added Touch has stone saddles and refill urn liners. Choose from silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, urns, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes. Added Touch has fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Get everything you need at Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
Hi,
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you suffering from neck or back pain, headaches, or had an injury? Maybe it's time to take control of your health and quality of life. Our experienced staff, Dr. Michael Murphy and Dr. Tracy Peterson, specialize in natural, drug-free solutions to help relieve pain and restore mobility. We also offer federal medical exams for CDL drivers. Call us at the Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, where pain ends and healing begins.
With great savings comes great service. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Like most people, you're looking for great rates on your car insurance, and we're here to help. Chances are you may be eligible for one or more of our auto insurance discounts, which unlock savings for you. Discounts like our Drive Safe and Save discount, multiple line discount, the Good Student discount, and our infamous Steer Clear discount. This could bring you up to 50% in discounts. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This day in history, 1967, the Monkees TV show won an Emmy Award for Outstanding Comedy Series. And also in 1984, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band released the Born in the USA album. I remember seeing that being placed in the window. That's been 40 years ago. Also, let's see, 1942, your history lesson for today. The World War II Battle of Midway began, resulting in a decisive American victory against Japan and marking the turning point of the war in the Pacific. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday to Adeline Smithy from Richland Center Primary School. Other June 4th wishes for Derek Green Sr. from Beulah Wesleyan Church. Spencer Nelson, happy birthday wishes from Mom, Dad, Alana, Wesley, and Elise. And good luck in your baseball game tonight. Spencer, have a great day from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. And with love from Grandpa David and Grandma Diane, happy birthday to Spencer Nelson. He's going to have a big birthday party on Sunday with like 3,000 of his closest friends coming out to the Richland County Dairy Breakfast at Huff Nelson's Farm. That's on Sunday. Have a great day today, Mr. John Veld. 59th birthday wishes from the California cousins, Abby, Wayne, and Mary, and three kids and mom all celebrating and saying happy birthday. Linda Shoemaker, happy wishes from Schmidtwoodland Hills, residents and staff. Muscadet and Avoca and Blue River Lions Club saluting Luke Silar. Have a great day, Alyssa Cup and Jim Lippy Loffenberg, Macy Joe Ostrander and Whitney Thompson and Alyssa Winger all celebrate today. Richland Center Lions Club with wishes for Kerry Severson, Emma Lewis, also Caden Muller and Kelsey Collins, along with Brad Rowan. Happy birthday, Philip Carley, from Mom and the rest of the family. Have a great birthday, Philip. And wishes to Betty Grimm from P. Also, Carrie Severson from Mom. Maggie Frawley from Mark, Joe, and Keisha. And to Maggie from Caleb, Grace, Jake, Max, and Blaze. Happy birthday to Annette Clark from Five Points Lutheran Church. Ty Lacey Sims-Hines from Ash Creek United Methodist. And Judy Shadowold, happy birthday from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. Happy anniversary to Rick and Susan Orsburn from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Also, the Bloom City Town Crier salutes Joanne Amell, Annette Clark, Craig Pauls, happy anniversary, Don and Sue Wallace. Also, anniversary greetings to Cole and Joanna Miller from Willow Valley United Methodist Church, Tim and Tony Gunningham from Mom and Dave, Bud and Penny Schwanz from Dave and Anita, and Bud and Penny Schwanz from John and Lily and Scott and Stephanie, saying happy birthday today.
Not another birthday, not another anniversary. If you are thinking this, you're not alone. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and my job is to make these events a little easier for you so you don't get in trouble again this year. We've worked hard to become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jewelry store. What does that mean to you? It means we have a tremendous amount of statement jewelry pieces in every price point. Spending $20? No problem. Spending $10,000? No problem. Designer jewelry with a small town casual atmosphere. Only at JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
67 is up 3 from the overnight low here at WRCO on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. Getting a little bit of lightness out there. The sun kind of trying to peer through a little bit today. Some special anniversary couples today, some beautiful June brides, and a little tune for our couples today. This is Johnny Rodriguez.
I've been growing over my left shoulder. I've spent most all my life searching for that four-leaf clover. Yet you run with me, chasing my rainbows. Honey, I love you too. That's the
still time to text the keyword today in our statewide contest from Civic Media. This hour's keyword is drink. Remember to text that through. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google store. Find your station and use the text button to send the keyword drink. We'll be giving you some opportunities throughout the day to qualify for that big contest. Joanne has the news next.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
morning. It is 68 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Town & Country TV & Appliance. More clouds and sun, warm and sticky today. Spotty showers and thunderstorms possible by afternoon with a high of 84. Tonight, occasional showers and thunderstorms likely. Some could be heavy with a low of 62. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm and it's 68 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles now offers an option for motorists and individuals to add emergency contact information to their driver license or ID record. Adding the information is voluntary and will not appear on the card. Governor Evers signed the To Inform Families First, or TIF, law last year. It was put in place to provide law enforcement the ability to contact a family member or other loved one more quickly in the event of an emergency. Adding this information is not required. Only law enforcement, including police and other states, are able to access the information. To add emergency contact information to a DMV record, visit wisconsindmv.gov/emergency-contact for the convenient online self-service application. A visit to a DMV customer service center is not necessary. Sleeping well is just as important as exercise and eating wisely. Poor sleep is related to obesity, heart disease and stroke, diabetes, pain, depression, anxiety and irritability, concentration and memory problems, and accidents and impaired work performance. One in three people have problems sleeping at some point in their lives. There's a big difference between one night of poor sleep and trouble that persists. If your sleep trouble goes on for months, you may have a sleep disorder. Concerned about your sleep? The Veterans Affairs Sleep Checkup Tool can help you understand it and recommend effective treatments at veterantraining.va.gov/checkup/index.asp. The VA offers a mobile app designed to help manage insomnia. The app is based on cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia. Insomnia Coach can be used as a standalone education and self-care tool or as a supplement to professional mental health care. Toma VA Medical Center and community-based outpatient clinics have mental health providers trained in CBTI. Learn more about Insomnia Coach at ptsd.va.gov/appvid.org/docs/insomniacoachflyer508.pdf. Opinions among Wisconsin leaders about Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions are split along party lines. Republican Congressman Ryan Stile is downplaying the news, speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front.
Disappointing, to say the least. That said, I think at the end of the day, this conviction will be overturned by the appeals court in the appeals process.
Democrat Gwen Moore tells WISN-TV's Up Front the jury got it right.
You and I talked before the verdict was rendered, and I told you then that I was going to trust the justice system, trust the jury system. It's the only thing I know as an American.
A civic engagement organizer from the Hudson area says Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions are a sign the legal system still works. But Bob Maline is a civic engagement organizer from Hudson.
Our institutions are so dependent on trust, and that feels like it has been under attack. I really do think just completing this trial in a professional manner, under almost circus conditions, I think that is a little bit of a triumph.
Maline says Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions could drive voters further into their partisan tribes this year.
Learn more about what your conversation partner is thinking. Show that respect. Make them feel heard. Don't give up a thing in your beliefs, but listen to them. That is my real advice.
Maline is with grassroots organizing Western Wisconsin. A bizarre disruption at a high school graduation. Video posted by TV 43 Baraboo captured the moment when a student's father grabbed Baraboo District Rainey Briggs during last Friday's graduation ceremony. School staff and Baraboo police officers intervened and officers escorted the man out of the building. A district spokesperson said a disorderly conduct charge was referred to the Sauk County DA's office. A senior detective with UW-Madison Police has a history of lying to courtrooms and misconduct. Records obtained by the Wisconsin State Journal show Detective Sergeant Peter Grimmiser has been disciplined 7 times since 2001 and has been placed on a list of police officers whose testimony is more than likely untruthful. He also berated a co-worker so hard it prompted a civil rights lawsuit that cost the department $50,000 to settle. Current interim police chief Brent Plisch told the State Journal he understands the record looks bad, but that Grimmiser has done excellent work for the department. The warden at a troubled Wisconsin prison where multiple inmates have died over the last year will step down later this month. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that Waupun Correctional Institution warden Randall Hepp announced his resignation last Tuesday. A State Department of Corrections spokesperson said Hepp is retiring. 4 inmates have died at Waupun since June 2023. The State Department of Corrections imposed lockdown conditions at Waupun, as well as prisons in Green Bay and Stanley last year due to a lack of guards, prompting a lawsuit by Waupun inmates alleging they're being subjected to cruel and unusual punishment. Governor Tony Evers' office in March said federal authorities are investigating a possible smuggling ring at Waupun. A hungry crowd at dairy enthusiasts attended the Crawford County Dairy Breakfast Saturday at the Gaze Mills Fairgrounds. As part of the activities, the 2024 Crawford County Dairy Royalty were crowned. Ava Forty, the daughter of Travis and Tasha Forty of Prairie du Chien, was announced as the 68th Crawford County Dairy Princess. She is an 11th grader at the Prairie du Chien High School, where she is involved in FFA, Jay Walker's youth group, Sources of Strength, volleyball, soccer, and forensics. Grace Callahan, the daughter of Josh and Carrie Callahan of Woodman, is the Crawford County Dairy Princess attendant. She attends River Ridge High School, where she is an FFA and is also a member of the Junior Jersey Association. 10-year-old Emmeline Saylor, the daughter of Robert and Angela Saylor, is the 26th Crawford County Little Miss Squirt. She will be a 5th grader at North Crawford Schools in the fall. Emmy enjoys helping on her farm of 125 sheep, 25 cows, 6 sows, and a handful of chickens. In her free time, she enjoys painting and singing and participates in cheer, dance, basketball, and volleyball. 9-year-old Ashlyn Nolan, daughter of John and Carrie Nolan of Nolan Family Farms in Prairie du Chien, is the Crawford County Little Miss Squirt attendant. She is a 3rd grader at Prairie Catholic School. Ashlyn has been a member of the Eastman Cloverleaf 4-H Club for 5 years and is in a 4-H Dairy Project and shooting sports. Ashlyn loves gymnastics and is in Little League softball. She likes to help her dad with the calf chores and showing calves at the fair. The Crawford County Dairy Royalty Team will have their first event at the Seneca Farmers Market tonight. Also Saturday at the Crawford County Dairy Breakfast, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection announced the selection of Crawford County to host the 78th Allison Dairyland Finals in May 2025. The official announcement was made during the Crawford County Dairy Royalty Coronation. This announcement kicks off a year of planning, fundraising, and visits from Alice to highlight local agriculture. Allison Dairyland is a communications professional who works to educate the public about Wisconsin agriculture. Each May, a new Alice is selected from a group of candidates during an extensive public job interview process, and each year, a different county hosts the finals. Home to 3 Alice and Dairyland alumni, this is the first time the Southwestern County will host the celebration of Wisconsin agriculture.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on 2 of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Today is Tuesday, June 4th. Sean Michael Rapinski, age 52, died November 6th. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this morning from 10 to 10:45. A graveside service will follow at the Richland Center Cemetery. Sean Michael Rapinski, age 52. Lonnie R. Ewing, 66 of Lone Rock, died suddenly last Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held this morning at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Button Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home this morning from 9 until the time of service at 11. Lonnie R. Ewing, 66 of Lone Rock. Gerald F. Jerry Hooks, 83 of Cazenovia, died Friday at the Reedsburg Area Medical Center. A funeral service will be held Thursday at 6 at the Cazenovia Chapel. Friends may call at the Cazenovia Chapel Thursday from 2 until the time of service at 6. Food and continued celebration will follow at the Hooks residence. A private family burial will take place in St. Anthony's Catholic Cemetery, Germantown, at a later date. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family with arrangements for Gerald F. Jerry Hooks, 83, of Cazenovia. Jean L. Mislevichek, 70 of Elroy, died Friday at the Solace Home in Madison. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Elroy. Burial will be in the Millard's Prairie Cemetery near Elroy. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Jean L. Mislevichek, 70 of Elroy. Glenda Ferguson, 70 of Richland Center, died Friday at the Grove at the Lake in Zion, Illinois. Funeral services will be held at 3 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the live stream tab at prattfuneralservice.com. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 1 until the time of service at 3. Glenda Ferguson, 70 of Richland Center. John Hole, 71 of Watertown, formerly of Richland County, died Friday at Park Ridge Assisted Living in Watertown. No formal funeral service will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for John Hole, 71 of Watertown, formerly of Richland County. Dorothy McCluskey, 94 of Spring Green, died yesterday. A funeral mass will be held next Tuesday, June 11th at 11 o'clock at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Spring Green with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Monday from 5 to 7 and again at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church next Tuesday, June 11th from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a Grace Hospice or Meadows Assisted Living. Dorothy McCluskey, 94 of Spring Green.
Get the laundry pair that you could use to conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the extra-large lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV and Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Visit Town & Country TV and Appliance at 2490 Highway 14 East, next to Goodwill in Richland Center, or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
ABC News at 8 is sponsored on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services. More clouds than sun today, warm and sticky, spotty and thunderstorms possible by this afternoon with a high of 84. After a low this morning of 64, it's 68 degrees at 8 o'clock.